Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Bet. We left off yesterday with the drashot with regards to Aviv v'Imo. The issue that comes up is that both by a Nazir, it writes, Koyumei Hazirol Hashem al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo, which seems to include or incorporate everyone. And then afterwards, the subsequent pasuk says, Laviv u'Imo Lachiv Udo achoto lo itamalehem bimutam ki nezer elokav al rosho, that all these individuals he can't become tomato. Weren't they already captured in the previous pasuk that says al nefesh meit lo yavo? So then each one of these words, the Gemara is being doresh laviv limo lachivu lachoto, and that's by the case of nazir. By the case of kohen gadol, as the Mishnah already notes, that there is a parallel between kohen gadol and nazir. By the Kohen Gadol, it says with regards to Tumah, V'kol nafshut meit lo yavo. Very similar pasuk that's found by the Nazir. And then once again, Laviv u'Imo lo itama. His mother and his father may not come to me. By the Kohen Gadol, it only mentions Aviv v'Imo, as opposed to the Nazir, where it has Aviv v'Imo achiv achuto. So by the Kohen Gadol, again, you have extraneous language, Aviv and Imo, and the Gemara is using these for drashot. So yesterday we spoke about the drasha of Aviv, which the Gemara says that Aviv is extraneous because I would have learned a kal v'chomer from a Kohen Hejot. A Kohen Hejot who is permitted to become Tameh for the Shiva HaKrovim is nevertheless restricted in becoming Tameh for the Rechukim. Then a Kohen Gadol who is restricted in Krovim, Alachad Kama V'Kama, that he is restricted in Rechukim. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then what's Al Kol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo coming to tell you? So Tosafot, again, yesterday pointed out that that can't be a real Kal V'Chomer, because then I would need the word Aviv to teach me that he's restricted by relatives to make the Kal V'Chomer. But rather, a Kohen Gadol always starts out as a Kohen Hejot. So a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hejot plus. So if that's the case, he's already restricted in Rechukim. So what does Al Kol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo, what does that come to add? Must be that it's telling you that even Krovim, he may not become Tameh for. Well, if he's restricted in becoming Tameh for Krovim, then what is Aviv u'Imo lo yitama? Then those are extraneous. And what do I do with that? So the first limud we had was La'aviv, and this is what we left off with yesterday, which is La'aviv hu lo yitama, aval mitameh hu the make mitzvah. That he is allowed to become Tameh for make mitzvah. Now, the top of Memchet, u'Imo, what do you do with the word imo? The gzeira shava, the kederabi. We use the word imo for a gzeira shava. The gzeira shava, as you can guess, is between Kohen Gadol and Nazir. The word imo appears here, and the word imo appears by the Nazir. And we have a gzeira shava that Rabbi says, Tatanya, Rabbi Omer, Gabe Nazir, Bimultam, Enu Mitamei, Ava Mitamei Ul, the Nigam, Ul, the Zivatam. In the pasuk that we read by Nazir, it says, Laviv u'Imo, lachiv lachoto, lo yitamalehem bimotam. So, what do you mean, lo yitamalehem bimotam, in their death? The pasuk before already told us, el nefesh meit lo yavo. We're talking about people who have passed away. So what is bimotam? Bimotam, again, is extraneous. What do we do with that motam? The motam is a miut. You're not allowed to become tamei for them bimita. Tumata meit is restricted. Aval mitamehu l'nigam u l'zivatam. But if they have nigaim, or they are azav or zava, you are allowed to become tamei for them. Now, as Tosafot points out over here, the main chiddush is with regards to mitzora. Because we know that the Gemara in many places compares mitzora l'meit. And even in the Torah, when we speak about tzarat, spoken about in comparison to a meit. And the Tumah of a Mitzorah parallels that of a mate. There's Tumah to Oel. There are other things that are common between them. And therefore you might have thought that just like the Kohen is restricted from becoming Tumah to mate, he's also restricted in becoming Tumah to Tzarat. That means that if his father or mother had Tzarat, he would not be able to come into contact with them or approach them in the same Ohel, because then he would become Tumah to Tzarat. So the pasuk teaches you bimotam, only bimotam, but not binigam u'zivatam. So that's the limud here, is that the restriction here is limited to tumat hamet and does not include these other items. Again, ziva is brought down as an adjunct to the nigaim, which is really where you would have had a havamina to say otherwise. That's what the Balei HaTosafot point out. Ve'enli ela b'nazir. That word b'motam is found by nazir. B'kohen gadol minayin. How do we know we have the same application by kohen gadol? How do we know that by a kohen gadol you say the same thing b'motam? Aval mitamei hu l'nigam u'l'zivatam. Amart lo yomar imo b'kohen gadol. Because you would say that the word imo by kohen gadol is extraneous. Shane, Talmud Lomar. There's no reason to write it. Shari Kalva Chomer Hu. It's a logical extension from the Kohen Gadol. Ma im b'makom shekohen ejot mitamei le'achiv me'aviv. A Kohen ejot is permitted to become tamei for his brother. It's one of the Shiva Krovim is his brother, but it's only his brother through a common father. Ein Kohen Gadol mitamei le'aviv. Nevertheless, the Kohen Gadol is restricted from becoming tamei for his father. So now, a brother from the father, in all essence, is a derivative of the father. So if a kohen hajot can become tamei for his brother who came through the father, then certainly he can become tamei for the father. The kohen gadol who is restricted in the father, then certainly he's going to be restricted in the achiv me'aviv, because the father is the grantor of that relationship. Makom she'en kohen ejot mitamei achiv mi'imo. The kohen ejot may not become tamei for his brother when they share a common mother only. If it's that they are half brothers through their mother, then the kohen ejot is not permitted to become tamei for him. Or, in other words, he is not one of the shiva krovim in that case. Einu din she'en kohen gadol mitamei li'imo. Then certainly the Kohen Gadol should not become Tamei for his mother. So here again, the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to the Kohen Hejot, he's permitted to become Tamei for his brother through the father, not permitted to become Tamei for the brother through the mother. The Kohen Gadol on a parallel path, but a higher level, by the father he's not allowed to become Tamei, then certainly by the mother he would not be able to become Tamei. If that's the case, which is Imzachita Me'adin, if this Kal V'Chomer is successful, Ma Toma Lomar Imo b'Kohen Gadol. Then the word Imo b'Kohen Gadol becomes extraneous and Mufne, and therefore it is now available to be used. The word Mufne means open, available, but within the Gemara it's a loaded term. Mufne means that it's a word that is available to be done Gzeira Shava. We can use it for Gzeira Shava, and Gzeira Shava, which you have to have through a Mesora, the question of how that works, the Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim discuss how that Mesorah works, whether they had Mesorot about the exact Gezer Shava, or they had Mesorot about Limudim, which they knew came from Gezer Shava, they didn't know which exact Gezer Shava was, or they knew the number of Gezer Shavot that they were, and they were trying to fit it in. But they have to have a Mesorah about the Gezer Shava. But a Gezer Shava will only be strong enough to override any logical rejection of the Gzeira Shava if it's Mufneh, which means that the words that are used in the Gzeira Shava are extraneous, are unnecessary for the Psukim, and therefore the Gzeira Shava takes on additional powers. That's what's called Mufneh Mitzad Echad and Mufneh Mishnei Tzadim. Gzeira Shava, where the words that are used in the Gzeira Shava, if one of those words is extraneous, that's called Mufneh Mitzad Echad. If both of those words are extraneous, then it's called Mufneh Mishnei Tzadim, that it's available then on both sides, and there are shitot amongst the Tanaim as to whether you can override it. Everybody agrees when it's Mufneh Mishnei Tzadim. If both sides of the Gzeira Shava are words that were unnecessary, and that's why we're learning the Gzeira Shava, then Ein Meshivin. You do not override it by a logical argument. If only one of the words is available, then it's Machloket Tanaim, as to whether you can undermine that through a logical argument, or whether that's enough. What he's suggesting over here is the word imo by Kohen Gadol is unnecessary, extraneous, and therefore it's mufneh, it's available, lahakish, to create this gzeres shava, v'ladun emenu gzeres shava, to teach you the gzeres shava, nemar imo benazir, v'nemar imo b'Kohen Gadol, mentions the word imo by Kohen Gadol mentions the word imo by Nazir. We'll have to determine whether the word imo by Nazir is also extraneous. That would make it then mufne mishne tzadim. Or is it just by Kohen Gadol where it would only be mufne mishne tzad echad? Ma imo amur ben Nazir bimotam enu mitamei. Ava mitamei hu linigam ulizivatam. Just like by Nazir, the only restriction is mita tumatameit. So too, afimo amur b'kohen gadol b'motam enu mitamei ave mitamei l'nigam ulezivatam. So too, by the kohen gadol, the restriction of tuma is limited to tumatameit and does not expand to nigaim and ziva. And we learned that out of the gzeirah shava of imo that is found by the kohen gadol, which now we've determined to be extraneous, and the imo that is found by the nazir. Tosafot asks a question here, or multi-layered question here. First of all, how do you know that the Kohen Hejot is only permitted to become Tamei for his brother through the father, and not his brother through the mother? So Tosafot says that it comes from a drush of Achva Achva, which is brotherhood, brotherhood. This, the Gemara darshins in other places, we saw it by Yibum, actually, which is that Achim has a definition in the Torah because of Achei Yaakov. And just like by Yaakov, when it calls the brothers Achim, it's because they share a common father. So too, the word Achiv that is used by the Kohen Hejot is also because they share a common father. The other way to be Doreshit is that the Krovim that are mentioned by the Kohen Hejot, which he is permitted to become Tamei for, are also Krovim that are relevant in Yerusha. And we have a limud by the Yerusha that only brothers through the father, the father's family, is relevant when it comes to Yerusha. Brothers through the mother are not relevant when it comes to Yerusha. So for one of those two reasons, we limit the dispensation for a Kohen Hejot to become Tamei for his brother to Achiv Me'aviv. That's number one. Number two is, Tosafot asks, why would it be, or what is the logic to argue over here that his father, he would not be allowed to become Tamei for, the Kohen Gadol. But his mother, he would be permitted to become Tamei for. If we just explained here that a brother through the father has a stronger connection than a brother through the mother. And the same should be true at the father and mother level. If we already know the Kohen Gadol cannot become Tamei for his father, why would I need any limud or kal v'chomer to teach me that also by imo that he can't become Tamei for his mother? So Tosafot over here suggests that there is such a concept or a logical reason to believe that his mother might have more rights in the sense that her son can become Tamei for her than the father. And that is because any relationship with regards to the father is a chazaka. It's all based on the fact that we assume that the parents were married and there's a chazakah that the child born over here was born to the father and therefore he's deemed to be the son of the father. On the other hand, by the mother, we know for certain that the mother is the mother of this child because she gave birth to him. So maybe there's a reason to believe that even though the Kohen Gadol is restricted for coming to Tamei for his father because that's all based on a chazakah, but for his mother, where he's certain that it's his mother, then maybe over there he would have permission to become Tamei. That's number one. Number two, Tosafot asks, Vim Tomar, Akati min Allah and Daviv, Balamed mitzvah, Hayitzrich legufei. Then how do you know that the word Aviv then is coming to exclude a mate mitzvah? And why don't we say there's a chiddush by the father? That maybe the father, which is in general a stronger kurva, that even if we know that his mother he may not become Tamei for, how do you know that his father he cannot become Tamei for? And that would require you to have both Aviv and Imo to teach you these limudim. So what the Tosafot says in the end is, Vinir Lamar, Tatana Tafas Ladin Kavachomer, the Rav Kogamilta, Kavachomer Dedeel. This Kavachomer is not a real Kavachomer. It's just a way to express a relationship over here. And the Gemara over here is according to Rabbi Yishmael, who does not have this trichuta. We're not going to see it today, but in tomorrow's daf, the end of today's daf, we're going to see that Rabbi Akiva believes that Aviv v'Imo are not obvious. And you need both Aviv v'Imo, because you have a Hava Mina by each of them to say one is stronger than the other. Imo, because of the certainty of the relationship, and Aviv, because of Yerusha and other items that are all determined by the father. And therefore, if you only wrote mother, you wouldn't know father. If you only wrote father, you wouldn't know mother. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with that. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you know one, you can assume the other. He doesn't require this tzrichuta. So what Tosafot says in the end is that this Gemara here must be according to Rabbi Yishmael. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, then Aviv v'Imo are not necessary to write both. Had you written one of them, it would have sufficed. And therefore the Kal v'Chomer is not necessary over here because the mother is included with the other Krovim. And the Kal v'Chomer is just the Ravch of the Milta. It's a nice way to express the fact that his mother is already captured by the restriction of coming Tameh to Krovim or Tameh to Aviv. And because of that, it is extraneous. He just expresses it through a Kal v'Chomer, but that is not necessary. Gemara now continues and says, Ashkachan Kohen Gadol. We've now explained that a Kohen Gadol can become Tameh for a Meit Mitzvah. That was the beginning of the sugya here, which is that a Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh for a Meit Mitzvah, so does a Nazir. So now we found the source for Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minolon. How do we know that a Nazir becomes Tameh for Meit Mitzvah? The Tanya, Kol Yemei Haziro Lashem, Al Nefesh. Now, whether the word mate should be in here or not in the gears is not clear. Al Nefesh Lo Yavo. That he may not come into contact with the Nefesh. Shomei Ani Afilu Nefesh Behema Bemashma. The word Nefesh can also be used to describe an animal, not just to describe a human being. Makei Nefesh Behema. Person who hurts, injures, kills a behema. There the word nefesh is used in association with behema as well. So you would have thought over here that kinyan shenamar makeb nefesh behema includes the word nefesh is used to reference a behema. Therefore also over here when the nazir is restricted from becoming tamei tumat ha-nefesh, then I would have thought nefesh means not only tumat adam, but even tumat behema. Tomalomar al nefesh meit lo yavo. B'nefesh Adam, akatuv midaber. Now, behema is also called a mate sometimes, but the combination here of nefesh mate is only used by human beings. So even though the word nefesh alone is used by behema, and even though the word mita as well is written v'amet yelo, in the dinim of Baba Kama, in Fan and Pasha Mishpatim, it says that the carcass will belong to him. There it says Vameiti Yelo, that's referring to a behema. So even though the word nefesh alone is used, and the mate alone is used to refer to a behema, but mate stama or nefesh stama might reference to a behema, but nefesh mate in combination is not found by a behema, and therefore we must be referring to mat adam. That is the view of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Einu Tzarich. You don't need this limud. Rabbi Omer, Lo Yavo. The pasuk says over here, Kol Yemei Haziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. B'Nafshot Hamitamot B'Bi'ah HaKatuv Midaber. Pasuk's talking about things that have effect or tumah because of bi'ah. Tumat bi'ah, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, is referencing to Tumat Ha'Oel. Tumat Ha'Oel is only relevant by human beings. It's not relevant by behemot. And therefore, it's limited to tumat amet that comes from an individual, and not tumat amet that comes from a behema. Laviv uli imo enu mitamei, ava mitamei hu demet mitzvah. For his father and his mother, he may not become tamei, but he will become tamei, or can become tamei, demet mitzvah. So here again, by Nazir, we're suggesting that Nazir may not become tamei, tumat amet. And then it mentions Laviv Ulimo again. Laviv Ulimo is unnecessary. What do we learn from Laviv Ulimo if it's unnecessary? Laviv Ulimo lo yitama. He may not become Tamei for them, but he may become Tamei for Tumat Meit Mitzvah. Now we have a limud by Kohen Gadol, and we have a limud by Nazir. Tosafot over here raises an issue, which is, didn't we just establish a Gezeira Shava between Kohen Gadol and Nazir? That's how we know that a Kohen Gadol, the restriction is limited to Tumat Amet and not to other items because of the Gzera Shava of Imo Imo. And in general, we believe that Ein Gzera Shava the Mechza. Seder Sheva doesn't work halfway, it works both ways. That means that it's bidirectional. And that means if by the Kohen Gadol, we know that he is mitameh to make mitzvah, then also by the Nazir, you would argue that he also should be tameh to make mitzvah. So the Tosfot asking that question says, why did the Gemara search for a separate reason for Nazir if he could have just learned it out of the Gzeir Shavar from Kohen Gadol? So now he says, Yerulam Araf, Ilav the Nafkalan make mitzvah ben Nazir. If he didn't learn out make mitzvah ben Nazir directly, Mikra Achrina Hava Amina, the Kula Gzeir Shavar, the Imo Imo, actually make mitzvah. Then I would have thought that the entire Gzeir Shavar comes for make mitzvah. Of all the minyan, the mutei nigaim v'zivatam, if it comes to exclude the other two mot, I would not have learned that in the gzeirah shava, because that is oker the pshata pasuk. Pshata pasuk is that he may not become tamei, irrespective of how he became tamei. In fact, now you have a gzeirah shava that limits it to mita and does not include other two mot. That's a gzeirah shava that is what he calls oker mashmutei dekra, changes the definition of the pasuk. So if I had a choice between what to learn in this gzeir shava, I would have just learned out to make mitzvah. Once I've established by Nazir that make mitzvah can be learned independent of the gzeir shava, now the gzeir shava is available to learn something more complex or more controversial, which is that we allow you to learn then that tuma is limited to tuma tamait and does not affect or is not affected by mitzora or by zav. So the freeing of the Gzeir Shavah to deal with that more complex issue is afforded to us by the reason of Meit Mitzvah being permitted by Kohen Gadol and Meit Mitzvah independently being permitted by Nazir. And therefore I don't need the Gzeir Shavah for Meit Mitzvah. Since I don't need it for Meit Mitzvah, now I can use it for the limud of Vimotam, Velo, Benigam, Ubezivatam. The Rosh, on the other hand, simply says, Have a matzah the meimar b'gzeir shavah d'imo imo. In Ochanami, you could have learned it out of the gzeir shavah. Ela nechalei l'ashkechei b'gufei. But they'd rather find it in the pasuk itself, or literally in the case. If you have a choice between learning through a gzeir shavah or learning it on the spot, we'd much rather learn it on the spot. So therefore, the Gemara went in the direction of finding it in Nazir itself, rather than through the gzeir shavah. Or possibly because now Imo is only mufneh by the tzad of the Kohen Gadol, not the tzad of Nazir, that the limud will only be unidirectional and not bidirectional. Later on, the Gemara will prove that it is a bidirectional limud, and in Achanami, at that point, you could use the Gezeirah Shavah to do this, or to have this limud. But now we're in the situation of a Nazir, and we're discussing the limudim of the Nazir. He said now that Aviv Imo come to teach you, Aviv Imo, no, but Meit Mitzvah, yes. Gemara says, Ad Shelo Yomar, Yesh Li Bidin. Why don't you just learn it out of a Kal V'chomer? Uma Kohen Gadol Shekedushato Kedushat Olam. A Kohen Gadol whose Kedusha is permanent, and yesterday we discussed the different ways to express Kedushat Olam, but that means that he's always a Kohen, whether it means he's born a Kohen, but that means that it's passed from generation to generation, or that he's unable to escape the requirements of being a Kohen, he is mitameh to make mitzvah. He's permitted to become tameh for to make mitzvah. Nazir, she'en kedushato, kedushat olam. Nazir, whose kedusha is not permanent, einu din, she'mitameh to make mitzvah. Then certainly he should be able to become tameh for to make mitzvah. Lo, that you can't say, because ima marit b'kohen gadol, she'ken einu mevik kurban al tumato. A Kohen Gadol has a tzad to him that's the Kula versus a Nazir, which is if he becomes Tumah, he doesn't have to bring Korbanot for that Tumah. Tumar ben Nazir, shemevi Korban al Tumato. If Nazir does bring Korbanot for his Tumah, ho mevi Korban al Tumato, lo yitama l'meit mitzvah. Then possibly I would have thought he does not become Tumah and make mitzvah because he has a Chumra over a Kohen Gadol. Tamalomar, l'aviv l'imo lo yitama, avam mitameh l'meit mitzvah. That's what Aviv Imo come to teach you, that you couldn't have learned out of a Kal V'chomer. Basically, you can't learn from Nazir to Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Gadol to Nazir because of our Mishnah. The machlok between the Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim and the Mishnah as to which one is greater, is it the Nazir or the Kohen Gadol, that argument reflects the problematic nature of creating any Kal V'chomer between them. Because each one of them has a Chumrah. Kohen Gadol has a Chumrah which is Kedushato Li'olam. And the Nazir has a Chumrah that is maybe korbanot al tumato. So in the Mishnah, they have to make a hachra, they have to decide who's greater. If the both of them are walking alone and they have to deal with the main mitzvah, which of those two items trumps? But in the end, each one of them is a chumrah, and therefore you can't make a logical assumption that just because something is true by Kohen Gadol, it should be true by Nazir, or vice versa. Just because it's true by Nazir doesn't mean it's true by Kohen Gadol, because you have a chumrah on each side. So that's why I need Aviv Imo to teach me, Aviv Imo l'itama v'metameh the main mitzvah. Oh, maybe I should learn like this. Einu mitameh l'aviv Imo, aval itameh l'shar meitim. A very strange havamina of the Gemara, suggestion of the Gemara that one would not become tamei for their parents. That is restricted. But they then would be permitted to become tamei for shar meitim. Anybody else would be permissible. Which seems like a reverse logic. If you look at the Kohen Hedjot, he's not permitted to become tamei for rechokim, and he is permitted to become tamei for krovim. So why would you have a havamina, which is what the Gemara suggests over here, that a Nazir should be restricted from becoming Tamei for his parents, but he would be permitted to become Tamei to anyone who wasn't a relative of his? That's the Gemara's suggestion over here, which seems backwards. Tosafot tries to give some explanation to this logic and say that in Avelut, there's two different levels. Meaning that there's a mate or Tumata mate, which involves simply the contact with the mate and becoming Tamei, but there's no emotional connection or pain that is associated with that. And then there's tumata meit that has an association with the emotional pain and the tzar of elud because of the kurva, because of the relationship or the closeness of the individual. And what he suggests over here is that the nezer elukav that the nazir is required to have would make it impermissible for him to become tamei for his parents. Not necessarily because of the tuma, but because of the emotional stress or distress that it would cause him, that would remove his nezer lukav. I mean, that would take away his godly side to him, his crown of God, because now he'd be despondent. He would be avelut, and that would be a ruining of his status of nezer lukav, just like it ruins the Kohen Gadol's ability to do avodah and to service. So too here by the nazir, but by a regular mate, where you don't have that emotional issue, maybe he should be permitted to become Tamei because it doesn't undermine Nezer Elokav. So that's what the Gemara suggests over here. Amart, Kavachomer. That you don't need to learn out of a Vivi Mo because that's a Kavachomer. Ma Kohen Hedjot, Shemit Tamei LeKrovim, Enu Mit Tamei LeShar Meitim. Kohen Hedjot, who's permitted to become Tamei for the relatives, is not permitted to come Tamei for others. Nazir Shenu Mit Tamei LeKrovim, Enu Din Shloi Tamei LeShar Meitim. Here the Gemara goes to the natural logic, which is that the Nazir who is restricted in becoming Tamei for Krovim certainly should be restricted in becoming Tamei for Rechokim. And then, based on that, Aviv Imo is extraneous. And from that, we're going to learn, Ha, Matam Olomar L'Aviv Imo. So then, what is the extraneous words of Aviv Imo come to teach you? Aviv Imo hu delo mitamei, aval mitamei hu the mate mitzvah. He may not become Tamei for his parents, but he can become Tamei for a mate mitzvah. The Gemara says now, actually Omar, yesh li bidin. Maybe I don't need a vivimo because I can learn it out of a kal v'chomer. Nemru klalot b'kohen gadol, v'nemru klalot b'nazir. You have a klal by the kohen gadol, which is the pasuk of al kol nafshil mate lo yavo. I also have a klal by the nazir, which is kol imei hizirol Hashem al nefesh mate lo yavo. So I have a generic restriction by the Kohen Gadol, don't become Tamei Tumat Tamei. And I have a generic restriction by the Nazir, which is, don't become Tamei Tumat Tamei. Ma l'klalot amurot b'Kohen Gadol, l'avi v'inu mitamei avam mitamei l'meit mitzvah. Just like by the Kohen Gadol, that generic restriction against Tumat Tamei includes a father, but excludes a meit mitzvah. Av klalot amurot b'Nazir, also, this generic statement of tumata mate, restriction against tumata mate by the nazir, should include his father, but exclude a mate mitzvah. Then I don't need a specific limud. Now, as Tosafot points out, this cannot be a real kal v'chomer, because we already established that the kal v'chomer doesn't work. We just established before that you can't learn from going gadol to nazir, or vice versa, because each one of them has a chumrah. So then what's the Gemara saying here? Al minadin, draw a kal v'chomer of sorts. So Tosafot points out it's not a kal v'chomer that we are using over here. Uper Sharam, the lav linyan made mitzvah by the melech. He's not coming to teach about made mitzvah. El balomar de la vivi imo ben azir v'yater. That vivi imo should be extraneous. The gufei lo itzrich. You don't need it for the goof of the din. De lichtov klalot lichudayu al nefesh meit lo yavo. And from that we would know that also by Nazir includes Aviv V'Imo. So what the Gemara is suggesting over here is not a real Kav HaChomer according to Tosafot, but rather is suggesting more like a Binyan Av, or a definitional issue, which is that by going Gadol, we have a restriction against becoming Tumatamate that's written in a generic form, and with the same or similar language by the Nazir. Just like by the Kohen Gadol, when we say he can't become Tamei, means to relatives, so too by the Nazir, it also should mean relatives. If that's the case, then Aviv V'Imo becomes completely extraneous, and you would then be able to learn out Meit Mitzvah from that. So based on that, you have a definitional way to express what does it mean you can't become Tamei Tumat Tamei. It means it includes all of these items. If that's the case, then I don't need to learn Laviv Ulima. Oh, klach l'derech zo. Or maybe you should go the other way. Nemru klalot b'kohen ejot, b'nemru klalot b'nazir. This isn't the only place where there's a restriction against Tumah. There's also a restriction by the kohen ejot. V'yomer Shem Moshe, emor l'kohenim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta lehem n'nefesh lo yitama be'amav. So there's also a restriction against becoming Tumah Tameit. And over there, Kim l'sheiro akrov elav limo l'aviv livno l'bitol achiv l'chatoa b'tula akrovay elav v'shalai tali ish la'itama. There is a dispensation for him to become tamei for the seven krovim. So I have two places where you have a generic restriction against becoming tamei. By the Kohen Gadol, it includes everyone. By the Kohen Gadol, it only includes these non-relatives. So when I have it by the Nazir, I don't know which way to go. I don't know if the klal or the restriction of Tumat Tameit here is similar to that of a Kohen Gadol, or is it similar to that of a Kohen Hejot? Nemar klolot be Kohen Hejot, nemar klolot be Nazir. Ma klolot amur be Kohen Hejot mitamei laviv, av klolot amur be Nazir mitamei laviv, tamomar laviv ulimo lo yitama. Now, that's why we have a vivimo to teach you which pattern does the Nazir fall into. He falls into the box of the Kohen Gadol and not into the box of the Kohen Ejot. Because he's restricted in Aviv Imo, similar to the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question, ha, the mitzvah, mitamei, ha miboyele. Didn't you already use Aviv Imo to teach you that Aviv Imo, you know that he may not become tamei? Make mitzvah, yes, he becomes tamei for him. But now you're telling me that you need Aviv Imo to teach you that the Nazir looks like the Kohen Gadol and not like the Kohen Hejot. If the words of Aviv V'Imo are necessary, then you can't learn out or exclude Meit Mitzvah from it. And that's what Tosafot says before, what the Gemara was trying to do with the Klalot. Wasn't trying to create a Klal B'Chomer, it was just saying that definitionally, Al Kol Nafsho Meit Lo Yavo already includes Krovim. If that's the case, then Aviv V'Imo is extraneous, and you can learn out Meit Mitzvah from that. But if you need Aviv V'Imo for the core of Nazir, then if it's not extraneous, you have no way to learn out Meit Mitzvah anymore. So Lomar, Sheinu Matamei L'Aviv. Because you need to teach us that he doesn't become Tamei for his Aviv. Ella, Le'aviv. There are four extraneous words by Nazir, and now the Gemara is finally getting to darshaning each one of them. The word Aviv, Lomar, Sheinu Matamei L'Aviv. We need the word Aviv over here literally to teach us that the Nazir does not become Tamei for his father, meaning he's following the model of a Kohen Gadol, and not the model of a Kohen Hejot. Le'achiv, Einu Matamei, how to make mitzvah mitamei. We'll use the word achiv to teach you about a made mitzvah, and that he's not allowed to become tamei for his brother, but he does become tamei for a made mitzvah. Uli imo, then what do you do with the extraneous word of imo? That is the gzeira shova kederabi. That's for the gzeira shova of imo, imo, the gzeira shova to teach you about motam, velo benigam ubezivatam. That's gzeira shova of imo, and now you see here, that we have a requirement that it be mufneh mishnei tzadim, that the imo is extraneous by Nazir, and it's extraneous by the Kohen Gadol. Since it's extraneous on both sides, now I have a ability to don a gzir shava and not ask questions in it, not to have logical underminings of that gzir shava. Ula achuto, What does the extra word achoto come to teach you? Like Tanya, a brayta that we've seen before, the Tanya. The achoto ma talmud lomar, what does achoto teach you? Arei shalach. Lishchotet pischo ulamolet bino. He's going to shechtes pesach to do a brit milah for his son. Shama shemeit lo meit. And here is someone passed away. Yochol itame. We would think maybe he should become tamei and not accomplish these mitzvot. Amaret lo itama. It says in the pasuk he may not become tamei. Yochol lo itame le meit mitzvah. You would think that that restriction applies even to a meit mitzvah. Tamalomer la achoto. Achoto hudeinu mitamei. Ha le meit mitzvah mitamei. That even in this scenario you will become tamei for a meit mitzvah. Well, we already said that you can come to me for a meit mitzvah. What does this scenario add? So part of that is a question about the girsa. The girsa that we have in front of us is a case where he's not a nazir, he's not a kohen gadol, he's just simply a regular person going to bring his korban at Pesach and to do a milah. Now, why was important is because if he becomes tamei, he cannot accomplish the korban at Pesach. If he does not do the milah of his children or of Adim that are in his household, that also precludes him from doing the Korban HaPesach. Milah is a prerequisite for Korban HaPesach. So now, if he becomes Tameh to Matameh, he won't be able to do it. Now, as far as the Pesach is concerned, that's because he's Tameh. As far as the Milah is concerned, Tumah wouldn't stop him from doing the Milah, but his occupation with the mate will then prevent him from having time to deal with the Milah. And therefore, he would then lose out on doing the Korban Pesach, because he didn't do the milah of these individuals. Now, what's unique about this is, number one is that it will be ma'akev his ability to do these mitzvot. And number two is, both of these mitzvot are mitzvot asay that involve karet. One does not keep these mitzvot asay, one is chayav karet. One does not bring a Korban Pesach, chayav karet. One who does not perform a milah, bring milah, chayav karet. So you would think here, that the chiyuv karet trumps and says, go and do the mitzvah and do not tend to the meit mitzvah. Along comes achoto to teach you, no, you give up these mitzvot to say in order to be mitapel with the meit mitzvah. Become tamei, tumat tamei, to deal with the meit mitzvah and give it up. Now again, the way Rashi explains it in Zbachim and the way that Tosafot seems to explain over here is a case we're talking about a regular individual. The mifaresh over here in his gear, so you can see, it says, Hareshaya Nazir, Olech Lemolet Benovel Shkod de Pischo. He was a Nazir, or in other places, people suggest it's a Nazir, Kohen Gadol, going to do a Milah, going to do the Korban HaPesach. And then it's a question, should he come to Tamei, Tumat Tameit? Because there's additional items. First of all, you're giving up the Karet, but you're also violating the Nizirot and the Kuna. For all those items, are you allowed to do it? The answer is, Achoto, yes. That's the way that the Mefresh explains it. That's the way that other Rishonim in other places in Shas explain it. Over here, Tosafot seems to favor the version that Rashi has, which is that we're not talking about someone who has a Nazir or Kohen Gadol, but simply a regular layperson. And the question is about the Chiyuv Karet versus the Tumah of Meit Mitzvah, not the question of Nazir and Kohen Gadol of profaning their Kedusha plus the Karet. It's simply a question about Karet versus Tumah over here. So now, based on that, we have the four words that are found by Nazir. Those four words, we have a limud from each of these four words. We have aviv to teach you that the Nazir may not become tamei for krovim, meaning he's similar to a kohen gadol. We have imo for the gzeir shova of rabbi. We have achiv to teach you achiv, no, but meit mitzvah, yes. And achuto to teach you that meit mitzvah even trumps chiyuvei karet. It trumps the Pesach, trumps the milah. So that's the version of the limudim that we have from the Nazir. So now, Tosafot asks, the Gemara does something funny over here. The pasuk by Nazir says, Laviv, Limo, Lachiv, Lachoto. That's the order of the pasuk. Yet, when the Gemara here comes to explain the drashot, it says Aviv, Achiv, Imo, Achoto. Why does it switch around the order of Achiv and Imo? So Tosafot says, that's what I told you before, that the explanation is the only reason Imo is extraneous is over here is because I can learn Meit Mitzvah from Achiv. If I couldn't learn out Meit Mitzvah from Achiv, then I would use Imo for Meit Mitzvah to teach me that Imo no, but Meit Mitzvah yes. Why is Imo extraneous over here? Because I have another place here to learn out Achiv no, Meit Mitzvah yes. So once I know Meit Mitzvah yes, then Imo can be extraneous. So what the Gemara is doing is, the order of the Drashot or Aviv is, I need for the Pashtuta Pasuk, I need Achiv to teach me Mei Mitzvah, which is what frees up Imo for the Gzera Shava. So once I know Achiv teaches me Mei Mitzvah, yes, then now Imo is extraneous, and that's why I can use Imo for the Gzera Shava. And then Achuto is the last word in the Pasuk that they are Doresh. Rabbi Kiba Omer, Nafshot, Elu Arechukim, Mate, Elu Hakrovim. Rabbi Akiva says that the word nefesh in the pasuk teaches you those that are not close. Mate teaches you krovim. So he learns out of the word nefesh mate that you're restricting becoming to mate, to mate, not only for non-relatives, but also for relatives. Now, what about the fact that you need that limud for the behemah? Before, we used that in the Brita to teach us, by a behemah, it doesn't matter. Tumat behemah is not restricted over here. So Tosafot here brings one of three reasons why Rabbi Akiva doesn't need it. Either he says, Desfirle Rabbi Akiva, Delivilu loktiv meit benefesh, leke lemite lukumei beveima. You wouldn't make a mistake. Imishum drosha delo yavo. Maybe you'd just be doresh, like we brought over here, that Rabbi Yishmael said, that you can learn it out of lo yavo. You don't need nefesh meit for it. So therefore nefesh meit are extraneous for him. Or, imishum da'afagab dikre nefesh beima, nefesh tama lo yikre. Even though nefesh is used by behema, it's only used in conjunction with the word behema. Nefesh behema. So that means you can say nefesh refers to behema when it's brought together with the word behema. Nefesh standalone is never used to describe a behema. And therefore he thinks that the whole havamina is mistaken. Vod, delo matzinu behema muskaret gabi tuma rak b'lishon nevela. You never find the word tuma found by an animal. It's the animal that's dead or the carcass is called a nevela. And nevela is what makes you tame. The word behema is not used to describe the tuma. Behema is a live animal. Nevela is a dead animal, it's a carcass. So you would never have a havamina to say that nefesh here refers to behema because behema is not associated with tuma. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva has the word nefesh mate being available to him. And from that he learns out Rechokim and Krovim. Well, if he learns out Rechokim and Krovim for Nefesh Mate, then he doesn't need the word Aviv to teach him that a Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. He knows that from Nefesh Mate already. That means for him, Aviv is also extraneous for Rabbi Akiva. So what is he going to do now with the extra word Aviv? So he explains, L'Aviv v'imo enu mitamei, ala mitamei hu l'meit mitzvah. He uses Aviv v'imo to teach you that you may not become tamei for your parents, but one does become tamei for a mate mitzvah. Now you're going to ask me, why does he need both Aviv v'imo? Before, Rabbi Shmuel successfully learned that from the word Aviv alone, imo alone, or the word achiv alone. Why does Rabbi Kiva need Aviv v'imo? That's the first sugya on the beginning of Mem Tet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says trichuta. That Rabbi Kiva believes that Aviv v'imo, you can't learn one from the other, and therefore you need both of them in the pasuk. But there, now we have Aviv v'imo, no. Make mitzvah, yes. That's his limud. Then, what does he do with Achiv and with Achuto? Achiv, Shemaya Kohen Gadol, Vihu Nazir. If he's both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, Achiv enu mitamei, ava mitamei hu to make mitzvah. So here we have a dispensation to say, not only when you're a Nazir alone, and you're a Kohen Gadol alone, are you permitted to become tamei tumah to make mitzvah. Here, if you're both a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, you still are obligated to become tamei for a mate mitzvah. And you're not going to say, Tosfot says that it's a pasuk talking about a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, because we already know that a Kohen Gadol has dispensations for Krovim. So adding on the additional title of Kohen Gadol is not going to make this any stricter. Therefore, it must be a case of a Nazir Kohen Gadol that we need this dispensation for. La'achuto, what does he do with the extraneous achuto? Kidetanya. Re'eshe'olech, lishchot episkobel, amolot beno, v'chulei. He uses achuto for what we learned before, the brighter that it overrides karet. So now you have a limud according to Rabbi Shmuel and a limud according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, aviv is needed to teach you about krovim. You need it for the pashtura pasuk. Imo comes to teach you the gzeir shava between Kohen Gadol and Nazir. And Rabbi Shmuel's l'shitato, that he needs mufne mishnei tzadim, he needs the words to be extraneous on both sides, otherwise meshivin. Otherwise we'd have a logical argument undermine the gzeir shava, and that's why he needs imo in both instances to be extraneous in order to learn the gzeir shava. And that's why imo is not available for the tzrichuta of Rabbi Akiva, but in essence Rabbi Shmuel believes that this trichut of Rabbi Kiva is unnecessary, and that you could learn Aviv to Imo and Imo to Aviv. Achiv comes to teach you Achiv, no, but Mei Mitzvah, yes. And Achuto comes to teach you that it overrides a Chiv Aseh of Karet. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, I know Krovim already from Nefesh Meit. L'Aviv L'Imo comes to teach you L'Aviv L'Imo, no, but Mei Mitzvah, yes. Achiv comes to teach you a Kohen Gadol together with a Nazir still becomes Tamei, Tumatameit for a Mei Mitzvah. And Achuto is similar to Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to have to ask, where does Rabbi Shmuel know Kohen Gadol V'Nazir together? How does he know that? And Rabbi Akiva, where does he know the Gzeir Shava of Imo, Imo? He doesn't have the word Imo available now by Nazir. So, Ule Rabbi Akiva, Gzeir Shava, the Rabbi Minale. According to Rabbi Akiva, where does he know the Gzeir Shava? He has the Imo by Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't have the Imo by Nazir. Amar Lecha, Kevin da Marmar, Imaya Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, if he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, Lachiv Enu Mitamei, Ava Mitamei Ule Make Mitzvah, Mali Kohen Gadol Uchudei, Mali Nazir V'Kohen Gadol. Why should it make a difference then if he's a Kohen Gadol alone or if he's a Nazir Kohen Gadol? So there are two ways to learn this. The Mifareish over here explains that the limud is that we now find the word Kohen Gadol manifest in Nazir itself. Because the word Achiv over here, according to Rabbi Akiva, teaches you the Achiv Lo Yitamai. He may not become Tamei for his brother, but he becomes Tamei for a Nazir Kohen Gadol. That means that the word Kohen Gadol or the persona of the Kohen Gadol is found in the parsha of Nazir. And Nazir, we have the limud of Motam, Velo Benigam Ubezivatam. So if I already have a Nazir Kohen Gadol who becomes Tamei, Tumat Tamei for Meit Mitzvah, and the restriction has only been Motam and not Benigam Ubezivatam, then certainly by the Kohen Gadol alone, he should also only be restricted or limited to Tumat Tamei. So the Mifareish says, now that Kohen Gadol is written in the Parsha, the word Motam also defines Kohen Gadol. Tosafot brings the limit as along the lines of what I just explained now, which is that if this is true by Nazir Kohen Gadol, then certainly it's going to be true by a Kohen Gadol alone. Therefore, according to Tosafot, since it's clear now that Kohen Gadol is already mentioned here by Nazir, then I don't need, by the Parsha of Kohen Gadol, a miyu to tell me that make mitzvah is yes, because I already know it from the parsha of Nazir, and therefore now imo by Kohen Gadol becomes extraneous, and based on that I can learn the gzeir shava of Rabbi of imo imo, even though imo is only mufne, is only available by the side of Kohen Gadol, not by Nazir. Rabbi Kiva will be the shita that mufne mitzed achad ain meshivin alav. That if you have a gzeir shava that has one extraneous word in it, that's sufficient grounds to learn the gzeir shava and not ask logical arguments against it. Versus Rabbi Shmuel who really needs you to have imo on both sides because he, the shitato, believes that unless it's mufne mishne tzadim, meshivim, you can undermine the gzeir shava with a logical argument. And that's why he needs imo to be mufne both by Kohen Gadol and by Nazir. So Tosfah learns it out from a logical kavachomer. The Mefaresh says it's because now Kohen Gadol is mentioned in this Parsha, and that's where the Limud is. The Limud is in the Parsha of Nazir, so Kohen Gadol is manifest in this Parsha. Ul Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol ve'u Nazir minole. For Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, and he is a Nazir, where does he know this from? Kevan, Deshara, Charachman, Achadlav, Gabe Meit Mitzvah, Mali Chadlav, Mali Train Levin. It's an interesting logic that we mentioned back on Daf Mem, which is that once you permit him to become Tamei for a Meit Mitzvah as a Kohen Gadol or as a Nazir, you're saying that the restriction does not stop him from dealing with the Meit Mitzvah. Now that he becomes a Nazir and Kohen Gadol together, why should that change anything? Just like by one Lav, the Meit Mitzvah overrides the Lav, so too by two Lavim, it'll also override. There's no reason logically to believe it should change when you combine the Kohen Gadol and Nazir because you're still dealing with a Lav. So one lav, two lavin. As long as it's permitted, when they're independent, it should be permitted, even in the joint sense, when he's a Kohen Gadol Nazir. Right, that's what Rabbi Akiva is going to say, wait a minute, the Kohen Gadol Nazir together, that might be a higher level. And that's why they're two lavin, to indicate that there's a higher level, maybe the din is different. Rabbi Yishmael says, you're talking about a level of restriction, which is a lav. And once you're on that level of restriction, it doesn't matter if you have one lav, two lavin, the restriction is all the same, and therefore it'll override. But then the Gemara asks, okay, then achoto lamali. Then according to Rabbi Shmuel, why do I need achoto? If you already told me that the Nazir, the Kohen Gadol, overrides a lav, then why do you need to tell me that it also overrides a Pesach and a Milah? So this problem is only for Rabbi Shmuel, because he now says, Mali lav echad, mali shnei lavim. But Rabbi Akiva, who needs an extra limud for Kohen Benazir and distinguishes between lav echad and shnei lavim, it's obvious why he needs a pasuk of Achoto to teach, the word of Achoto to teach you about Karet, because each incremental Yisur for him requires an additional heter in the pasuk. Gemara's answer is very obvious. That's only true by Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, because there it's only a lav. It's a simple lotase. But Milo and Pesach, the Karet, lo yitameh, the mate mitzvah. He should not become tameh for a mate mitzvah. Kamash Balan, that is the case, and that's why you need the words achoto. Alright, we're gonna stop here at the bottom of Memchet Amud Bet. The Gemara is going to continue tomorrow to explain why Rabbi Akiva needs Aviv V'Imo to exclude Meit Mitzvah. Why isn't one of them sufficient? Why do you need both Aviv V'Imo? And the Gemara there is going to discuss the Tzrichuta, the necessity for Aviv V'Imo, which we discussed in the daf today, which is that Aviv has the Chumrah, the Tzad, that he is the relationship that matters in Yerusha and Yibum, whereas Imo is the Tzad Chumrah, that we know for certain that the child is a korva, is a relative in that case. And because of that trichuta, you need both aviv v'imo to teach you that information.